Gary Harley's there today. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. Not very often I follow a legend, but that's the case today, following Scholard.
You just want a hot pie delivered at the end of this, that's why.
No, one won't be enough. I'll give you the cold day here. Yeah. Need a couple at least.
All right. Now, today we open up with the Class 2. We get number 7, Loss Around. 1, Ajani is 3 even. 6, Hostwind Shadow, 460. 3, Denham Street, 5. 4, Ewan's Magic, $5. 2, No Escape, 6. And number 5, Princess Freya, $10.
I like Gary Moore's horse, number 6, Hostwind Shadow. Mate, I was out of the car when you were going to interview him. Did he give this a rap?
Yeah. He likes nearly all of his today, actually.
Yeah, I think this horse will be hard to beat. I thought he was good at Hawkesbury the other day. First run in a race, Timmy rode him, Timmy Clark's got some nice ride today, Tim. He was outside the lead of this fella, showed really good speed. He only just held on at the end, but Barnabas did run on very strong the second horse, and they were well clear of the third horse. Barrier 1, good speed. You know, he's got all the boxes ticked for a race at Gosford. I think he'd be hard to beat. He'll take a ton of beating, the favourite of Ajani. He was a bit disappointing at Kembla, first up. I know he was 3 wide with no cover, but he only ran 9 to 12. He didn't run on that well in the straight, as I thought he would, even though he covered a bit of ground. And he jumped well in that race, but he went back midfield, then he moved up 3 deep before the turn. The big key to him is that Peter and Paul have put the blinkers on today. He's the horse that won that Rich Magic Millions maiden at the Gold Coast on debut in January. Or not on debut, but first up this time in. Then he just got beaten a race at Canterbury. And he only got beat 2 lengths at Warwick Farm in March before a spell. So if he finds his best form, he's going to be very hard to beat. Good ride for Kobe Jennings. 3 Denham Street for Greg Hickman. He bolted in the other day at Nowra. They mightn't have been crash hot, but was on a heavy track. He won by 3.8 lengths. He was running 4th on the rail. He improved. He went up inside the leader. Then at the top of the straight, he ran away in the straight. He's got a chance. Hickman's horses go very good here. And number 4, Yvonne's Magic, was only beaten half a length at Hawkesbury by Horizon. A horse of Gary Moore's was running 3rd on the rail, joined the lead in the straight, but the winner outpointed it, but it still went okay. Good race to kick off, 6-1, 3 and 4.
All right, the next event, 2 High Tranquility Scratch now, 1 and so it goes, 2:30. Number 4, Solar Patch, 350. 5, Ibanez, 420. 3, Forge Ahead is 460. 8, Lana's Magic, 26. 9, Shivano, 26. Number 6, Aviz, 81, along with 7, Dairy Mary.
I'm with the same combination here, Gary Moore and Tim Clark. Number 4, Solar Patch. It's only had the 2 runs. Got me 3.5 at Rosehill back in February behind Albumin and Schubert, which would be very good form. Kennedy run 3rd. Had a 38-day freshen up and finished down the track on a heavy 8 in the kindergarten. Had 3 months off and resumed with a very good trial recently at Rose Hill. It won the trial, was 3 deep outside the leaders, covering ground, went home good, did as much as Tim wanted him to do, and he won the trial. Number 1, and so it goes, Blake Shin back at Gosford after the stint at America. Gary White's got this one. It led in a recent... It's a first start. It's won its last 2 trials at Rose Hill and Hawkesbury. In the Rose Hill trial, it led soon after the start. And then it was headed, but it railed up into the straight. Young Ashley Borg rode it. And the horse won the trial very, very well. Got a good barrier, got a bit of speed. 5 Ibanez for Gary Portelli. 2 runs this time in for 2 placings. Led in the straight the other day at Kembla. It had a kick too, but it was run down near the line by Lewinsky. And number 3, got a place open, a race, Forge Ahead for Mark Newnham. Gee, I thought its trial was okay, an all-too-hard colt. He was in front, he jumped fair, went quick. He was in front of the last couple of strides in the trial. Tim Clark rode him, but Tommy's on him today because Tim sticks with the Gary Moore stable. 4, 1, 5, and 3.
All right, race 3, and it's a full field. Now here, number 2, Casino Angel is 3:40. 9, Ashara, $4. 8, So Easy, $4.60. 4, Fear and 5. Number 3, Cloudless Sky, $9.50. Then 6, Iron Stitches and 7, Toffee Drop at 12. 5, Got the Tickets is 51, along with 10, Lady Mossman and 1, Bonnie Bay.
I'm with the Godolphin filly here, number 9, Ashara. I think she's good odds. She hasn't had a start yet, but I like... Look, you'll have a look at her trials and you see she runs 7th and 9, 7th and 10, but she's never let off the bit at any stage. And that last trial's the one I had a good look at last night on a soft track. Britain have Dulla Rota. Corey Brown's on today. Got me 2 lengths. Was let drift way back in the field and here last in a field of 10, about third last by Britain, and ran on in the straight and was never, ever allowed to get a sweat up. I thought the trial was outstanding. The big worry is the outside alley, but I think if it has any luck, she'll be very hard to beat the street cry filly. Casino Angel. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they ride her around Gosford, because I was on her the other day at Newcastle, last start, and Mitch Bell let her drop out the last. She was slow away. In fact, let's be honest, she missed the kick by 3 lengths. So he let her sit back at the tail of the field, and gee, she come with a whirlwind finish halfway down the straight. I thought she was going to get there. But in the end, she was well held by the horse of Gerald Ryan, Shifty Thinker, and got beat about 2 1/4. The start before at Gosford, when she got beat a length, she was up third on the rail. She's got a tricky alley. I don't know what Andrew will do, Andrew Atkins, whether they'll go forward or go back. I think she could do either, but she's going to be very hard to beat. There's no doubt about that. Number 8, Zoeasy, run fourth first up at Hawkesbury the other day. Showed a bit of speed. Got a check at the 1,000 and then got back and then got up behind the leader when they straightened up. And number 4 is the other one. Fearing for Anthony and Edward Cummings. Sat outside the leader in a trial. It's a first starter. No match for the winner, but I thought the trial was okay. 9, 2, 8, and 4.
Righto, the fourth is a maiden. Now, 3 Sacred Edge out. 8 Animalia, $1.90. 2 Ivory Man, $3.70. 7 Cheese Demanding, $3.90. 5 My Miss Padrill, $12. Number 4, Krupskaya is $16. 1 Dashing Special, $34. And 6 Rocking Horse, $81.
It's the better today for me. Number 8 Animalia, the Godolphin gilding. Mate, it's a 2-year-old. He's a 2-year-old, and of course I'll be 3 shortly. But this is a open maiden at set weights. He's got 56.5. Look, he's had 3 runs on the Beaumont track back in February. He got beat less than half a length by Hypnotist, who's unbeaten in 3 starts and a very smart horse, trained by the Snowdens. He had 4 months off, come back and got beat 2.5 at Warwick Farm on a heavy. But it was midfield, a bit worse than midfield, laid out in the straight, on the turn in the straight. No, hang on a minute, that was against Hypnotist that did that. But at Warwick Farm, it was way back 6 on the rail, and it chased home pretty good, was never going to win, but Wild Heart won the race, Curdle won second, and Curdle went to Brisbane and won a good race during the carnival. And then its last start at Warwick Farm, and having a beat along head by Navero, they told stewards they were going to change their tactics to be ridden more forward. The horse settled third in a 1,400. Outside the leader, straightened up. Chased its heart out, but just couldn't pick up Navero. Ty Anglin rode it then, and Ty's rode in at both runs this time in, and he's aboard today now. It goes to the mile, which won't worry it one iota from what I've seen on the replay. So I think it's my bet of the day. Number 2, Ivory Man. He's knocking on the door. 2 good placings at Wyong this time in. Got to be some chance in the race. Number 7, she's demanding for the Snowdens. The query with this filly is she gets back. She gets well back in a race. She was pretty good first up and she run third at Kembla, but she come from last. She does get back, but she's pretty strong. And number 5 is my fourth go in the race, My Miss Padrill. 8 the best to beat 2, 7, and 5.
All right, now the next we take out 1 this aisle, 4 Hurricane Harbour, 3.30, 6 Cheeky Bella, 4.40, 3 Happy Partners, 6.50, along with 5 Crown Moss, 7 the Iron Maiden, 8 High Call, 8.50, 2 Zavina, 13, 9 the Blues Brother, 13, and 10 Aperta, 81.
I'm with Cheeky Bella here. Mike Van Gestel's horse, he trains out of Hawkesbury, and Jeff Penzer, who, of course, rides work there, and he rode the horse 2 starts back. He's back on it today. It's run 4 placings in a row, Bathurst, Hawkesbury, Wyong. It's only beaten a length at Wyong the other day in the last card, Joe. Got back to me last. Made up a ton of ground in the straight at the end of 1350. There today, goes to the mile, which will suit ideally, and I think it's the one to beat. The favourite, Hurricane Harbour. toyed with him the other day at Dubbo, bolted in there. Good young man trains it, Mitch Newman, and Mouse Robinson back at Gosford today. Haven't seen the Mouse for a while. He's there. He rode it when it won at Dubbo. Went all right at Goulburn prior to that. It'll be hard to beat. Number seven. For third, the Iron Maiden. Well, mate, the Iron Maiden dead set wants a wet track. And even though there's a bit of give in it, that's why I've put it in for third. But the wetter, the better for it. But I still think it'll run all right in this race. And number three, Happy Partner, can improve. 6-4-7-3.
All right, we pull out 9 Solar Patch from race 6, 7 Sprinting to Win, a $4 pop, 1 Chin's up 440, so is 8 Rosaldar, and number 2 Dapkos is 460. Now 4 Mr. Snitzel 750, number 10 Sonoran 9, 5 One of the Kind is 16, 3 Denials 26, number 6 Road to Royalty $61.
Very keen on this horse at $4. They went up $7 or $8, tab.com.au yesterday. Peter and Paul Snowden's horse, number 7, Sprinting to Win. First off, we've got a gear change. It's got the blinkers off now. He's only had 2 runs at Canterbury back in August last year. He got better length and half to a Group 1 place getter in Suzanne. Military Machine run 2nd and Royal Navy 3rd. That was a hot field that day, and that 3-year-old maiden played on a heavy track. He had 5 months off and resumed and ran last at Wyoming. He pulled up very sore on January 22 that day. He was gone at the 600, and you knew something was wrong, and it was. Pulled up very sore now. Since then, he's been gelded. He, in a recent trial run, 4th behind That's a Good Idea, a top sprinter. Deluxe run 2nd. Ellie May, who set a cracking pace, Miss Ellie May on the trial run 3rd. This fella shared the lead early. He drifted to the centre of the track. Tommy Berry let him do that. And I thought he ran home really, really good. Thought the trial was terrific. And I can see why there's been very heavy backing for him. Tommy Berry trialled him. He sticks with him. I'm keen on him. Number 7, Sprinting to Win. Number 8, Rizaldar. Well, I'll put her in because it's a case of me following my money, because I was on her the other day at Newcastle on debut. She's only a 2-year-old, but that doesn't matter. She's 3-year-old in a week. Look, at Newcastle in the 2-year-old race, it was a hot race, don't worry. Dream Charge won it. She was very heavily backed into 6-4 or $2.50 favourite on the back of a terrific trial at Warwick Farm. It was a 900-metre race. She only got one turn. She was 3 wide with cover, and I thought a little bit disappointing. She got beat 4.5 lengths. But what I thought was that the step up to 1,200 is ideal. She's a Godolphin, of course, and Bretton Abdullah, a rider. Look for a big improvement. Now, in the same race, the other Godolphin horse, number 10, Sonoran, run 3rd behind Dream Charge, and it'll run big again today, I reckon. It's at very good odds. Ty Anglin's on this Godolphin one, and it'll run very, very well. Number 1, Chin-Ups. Never got on the track the other day at Nowra. When it was just beaten, you've got to give it some hope here. It's a good race, 7, 8, 10 and 1.
Race 7, and here we've got a full field. Now 7, Woomera, 310, 2, Centro Superior, 340, 1, Queenie and 7, 6 is Candy Answer, 750, 4, Lozer, $8, 3, Prince Dylan, 950, 8, Swift Reply, 17, 5, Keep the Dane, 23, also 9, Colonial Rain is 23.
I'll put Greg Hickman's horse on top, number 2, Centro Superior, Tommy Berry to ride. Tommy was on it here the other day and had a 30-day break and resumed it the other day, and it only just got beat. Normally gets back, and it got back the other day here. Tommy saved ground on the fence. He's looking for a run, and they straightened up. And when the run came, he went hard along the rail. Just couldn't pick up the winner, Pure Rebel, who was backing up after a Newcastle win the start before, so it was no disgrace to get beat by half a neck by it. He's had 6 placings on this track, Centro Superior, without winning. Got a good barrier, but he will get back. But he'll be very hard to beat here. Number 3, Prince Dylan. He's a bold front runner. And what I saw of him last prep, first up at Muswellbrook the other day, it was a 1,000-metre race, and he was running 3rd on the rail. He fought on well. He's only beaten 2 lengths. He'll be better for the run. Number 7, Woomera, the favourite, went to Flemington for the Creswick the other day. Gee, got beat 11 lengths there at $61. Got beat a length and a half at Goulburn prior to that one, favourite, and then failed on the Beaumont track back in October. I don't know, got the blinkers first time. It's short. another good ride for Tim Clark, but I only put it in for third. And number one, Queenie, and best of the others. You've got to have a go sometime, Sean. 2-3, 7-1.
Gary, have a dip, Harley. Now the 8. 4 Saskia Rose, 8 Vixen Lassout, 3 Cosmic Powers, $1.75, 6 Sebring Express, $3.50, 1 Brood War, $5.50, 7 Tapovino at $9.50, 5 Miss Faith, $11, and 2 Stradance, $26.
He's a good thing. He's a smart horse, this fella. Cosmic Powers, $1.75. I think they went up a little bit better, but it mightn't have been too much. The Snowdens have got him. Now, he's had one run at Hawkesbury in July last year. So he's had 13 months off. Now, that day he started favourite, and he beat a very smart horse in Kings of Leon. And trust me, he was pretty good too, ran third. He won the race. He led all the way. Now, what happened then? He suffered a soft tissue injury at some stage, and that's why he hasn't raced for so long. Now, in a recent trial at Randwick, that's his only trial this time in, he flew out of the barrier, led early, was caught three deep then as others got underneath him. Kieran McAvoy rode him. Kieran never let him go at any stage in the straight, and he just kept running on, running on. Now, the winner is an absolute flyer, Postmaster General, the winner of the trial, and this fella ran third, 2.5 lengths behind him. Now, I thought it was a top trial. Kieran's not here today, and Blake Shin rides barrier two. He looks a good thing, no doubt about that, but he is odds on. Number one, Brood War, formerly with Chris Waller, second run for Chris Lees, bolted in first up for Chris recently at Muswellbrook in a weaker field than this, but barrier one, back off the pace a bit, 2 kilo claim. It'll run on okay. Number six is third pick, Sebring Express, the only other horse in the race I could give any chance to. Likes, last time in it was a Wyong winner, placing at Kembla, and it won a recent Randwick trial. And number two, Stradance. 3, 1, 6, and 2 in the last, best bet. Race 4, number 8, but that one in the last, a good thing if you like taking odds on. But number 8, Animalia for Godolphin, race 4, number 8, mate. It's a delightful day. There's a bit of a breeze, as Steve told you, but the sun's shining brightly. I think we're going to get about 19 or 20 degrees today. So on a good track, really looking forward to the meeting.
Good on you, mate. Well,
mate, I didn't mention, and Steve didn't either, it's the Mental League, Central Coast Mental League Day today.
There are
320 people up in the function area. They have this day every year.
Yep, fantastic. Well, that'll be a good day for them. They'll enjoy that.
Yeah, good fundraiser.
Yep, too right. And we'll hear you at the late mail later on.
Yeah, mate, come through all day long.
Good on you, Gary. Have a good day there.
Thanks, Sean.